Well, good morning and welcome back to the God School. In this journey of faith, which we call Christianity, God, through His Word, oftentimes can, through many parts of His Word, bring us comfort and confidence. This morning, I want to go to a Psalm of David. In God's Word, David is called a man after God's own heart. And I was impressed and by and want to present to you not only our Father as He is revealed in this psalm, but I want to present to you what you are in our Lord Jesus Christ. Open your Bibles to Psalm 139. And it opens and it says, O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. This is a singular effort by God in searching not only the psalmist, but you and me. And it says, and He's, as a result of the search, known me. That's an intimate knowledge, which is going to make itself evident in the following verses. It's poetry. It's a wonderful picture. I hope that the words and the pictures not only touch you today, but for the rest of your life. O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsittings and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, when I'm moving and when I'm stationary, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, You know it all together. You know, in Matthew 6, the thought is witnessed, wherein it says, before we even speak it, the Lord knows our needs. Speaking of God, thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Here's a picture. We talk of the shield of faith, and the shield always in that picture is, you know, something that's kind of in front or over you. This one says it's even behind. He's got our back. Having expressed some understanding of God here, David says, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's high. I cannot attain unto it. The word attain here is in italics. But what's being expressed is, wow! Which is not necessarily an understanding, but what has been expressed can only be thought of in terms of awesome. And he goes on to say, whither, where shall I go from thy spirit, and where shall I flee from thy presence? I've often told you the word in the New Testament translated godliness is awareness of the presence of God. Doesn't have anything to do with performance. Where shall I go from thy spirit? Or where shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the earth and the uttermost parts of the sea, even there thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely this darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Could go at this moment to, the 50th chapter of Isaiah, wherein it says, who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and has no light? The psalmist is proclaiming God is ever present with us. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, But the night shineth as the day, and the darkness and the light are both alike unto thee. For thou hast possessed my reins, you have covered me in my mother's womb. Think on that, folks. Think on that. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, in this Christian walk, there are so many denominations, and one of the characteristics of denominations is that we all believe the same thing, and the denominations mostly are made up of traditions of men, and they somehow or other, by their doctrines, would suggest some kind of cookie cutter God where he wants to make us all the same. As I dug into this phrase a little more, I really like the picture that comes out of it. This word translated fearfully, for I am fearfully, it's that word yare, and I just don't have an explanation why the King James and many other translators put this word, Hebrew word yare, with the emphasis on fear. I have every confidence that in the context of the word yare, it says, for I am respectfully when God made you and when he made me, he did it with respect. He did it with reverence. And the understanding is even made more clear when we translate the next word, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. The word is pala, and it means to be distinct, to be marked out, to be separated, to be distinguished. Individualized, not cookie cutter. Oh, yes, God in the New Testament gives the promise of the Holy Spirit, designed to comfort and help us understand but as Jesus, who was equal with God, yet he distinguished himself from God, wherein he called him his Father. I know John 17 says, make them one as we are one. In this country, we have one army, but it is made up of tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of individuals. By God, who gives respect and reverence to his work, and he makes each to be distinct. Marvelous are thy works. Here, we encounter that word that Dr. Scott used to translate Pele, the God of impossibilities, the recognition that we're not self-made men, but we are made by God with respect and to be distinct individuals. Recognize our Maker and declaring his work is marvelous. My substance was not hid from thee. My body is an alternative. We opened and said, thou hast searched me and known me. He's repeating, my substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret. And curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. I was moved, one of run to the New Testament for a moment. I want to go to the book of Colossians. The 28th verse of the first chapter says, let's go to the 27th, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Let's go to the second verse of the second chapter. It says, a prayer that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together, and curiously wrought. The word in the Hebrew is of Psalm 139, verse 15, racham, and it means to be intricately, skillfully woven. In this second verse of Colossians 2, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together, intricately wound or intricately woven in love, and unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I was made in secret, hid, and curiously wrought, being knit together in love. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in the book, all were written in continuance, were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them, this verse 16, wherein it says, the translation, which in continuance were fashioned, talks about days. And how oft have we talked here about days, about today, about the renewing of the inward man day by day. And that God, whose hand is upon us, who is our potter, continues by his work on the wheel to fashion us into the image of Jesus Christ, when as yet there was none of them. Oh, marvelous are thy works. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. God speaking in Jeremiah 29, the 11th, chapter 29, verse 11. God speaking, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, that's us, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. That's hope, folks. How precious are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. And God, in his word, as he reveals himself, has given us hundreds, nay, thousands of promises. And we know that forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven, and that his word is more substantial than any circumstance that might suggest something to the contrary. It's more substantial, and we are better off grabbing hold of God's precious thoughts, which are expressed here through his word. He goes on to say, if I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Well, we're in a circumstance today which probably isn't much different than the days of any of our forefathers. It certainly wasn't different in the days of David. He's looking around and he sees something and he says this, surely thou shalt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men. Don't want to be around them when God decides he's had enough. For they speak against thee, that is God, wickedly, and your enemies take your name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate you? And am not I grieved with those that rise up against you? Just think on that for a while. I hate them with a perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. I'm just going to let that speak for itself. David comes to a conclusion and he says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if," added by the translators, "there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Here's my hesitation. I don't think David was suggesting that there wasn't any wicked way in him. He confesses in his Psalms that he has sinned against God. "I confess not only to God, but to you that I am a sinner." But his last plea, having understood God's hand is upon him, that he was intricately and skillfully woven in secret, that he was made by our Maker with respect, that he was made distinct. And he says, whether there be or not, and there isn't anyone that has ever walked in shoe leather that does not have wickedness in them, but God laid on Jesus the iniquity of us all, and he says, "Lead me in the way everlasting." In John 14, Jesus says, "Let not your heart be troubled." Don't fret. "Ye trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself." An alternative translation to that is, "And I shall take you along to my home." That where I am, there ye may be also. And where I go, ye know, and the way you know. And we have that wonderful picture of one of the disciples called Doubting Thomas. He's listening, and he can't keep his mouth shut. And he says, Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? And Jesus responds, saying unto him, I am the way and the truth and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Lead us, Lord, in the way into eternity, where Jesus has prepared mansions for us. Lead us, in Jesus, the way, everlasting, into eternity. And that's the God School for today.